Okay, let's pick up from the Gemara and Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis. We are right by the wide lines. The line right before it says Amar Avallah. So what we just got done doing was we dealt with Rav Shita. Rav walked in with a big chiddush. Rav and Samach Hei Amud Aleph walked in with a big chiddush, where he said that when you have an item that was stolen, so at the time of the theft it was worth one price, and then later when the case goes to court it's worth a different price. So we know that if it's a geneva that was committed, so it was stolen by means of geneva, in secrecy, not out in the open. So then we said that according to Rav, the Karen, the principal, that you're going to be compensated for the actual item that you stole, or replacing the item that you stole, you're going to pay based on the Shasa geneva. But for Kefal or for Dalad Vehei, those values are going to be based on the Shas HaMad HaBedin. Well, we went through that there's really one of four cases that Rav could be talking about, and we basically explained that it's not any case where the animal goes up or down in value, right? We talked about if there's a difference between the Ganav himself causing it to go up in value or causing it to go down in value versus when the market goes up or down in value. So what we explained is that Rav's case was specifically where the item starts off at a high price, and then the market changes, and the item's value drops to a much lower value. So when it starts off as, let's say, the Gemara's case was as Dalid and goes down to one, so then we said that in that case, Rav explains that that's where we would say Karen Kenja Ganav and Kefal and Shasamadu and Kefal and Dalvei Kishasamadabudin. So now the Gemara shifts gears a little bit. We are going to get back to Rav. But the Gemara does shift gears for a little bit. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Rav Allah, Ganav Tlav Anasa Ail. If the Ganav stole a sheep, a little baby lamb, and it grows up and becomes a ram while the Ganav has it, Egel Vanasa Shor, or he steals a calf, and while he has it, it grows up and becomes an ox. So says Rav Allah, Nasa Shinoi Biado. So a change, a Shinoi has occurred while it's in his hands, in his possession, Ukano, and he has acquired it. What does this mean? And we'll discuss the makar for this in a little bit, Be'ezus Hashem. Rav Allah is basically saying that when the item changes significantly from the way that it was when you stole the item, well, if it's too divorced from its past, it's too different from the way that it was when you originally stole it, then this is not the item you're going to give back. And so even though normally we're going to say from the Pasuk of Ahesh Vesekazel Asher Gazal, you return the exact item that you stole if you still have it, if this item still exists, well, if it, you don't have it anymore, if it doesn't exist anymore because it's a totally different item, well, then you're just going to compensate for the item that you took. So Rav Allah says that when you steal a sheep and it becomes a ram, or you steal a calf and it grows up and becomes an ox, this is no longer like the way that it was when you stole it, and therefore you have essentially acquired the item by means of the shinoi that has occurred, by means of this change that has occurred, and therefore when you compensate, you're going to be compensating for the tle, you're just going to be replacing the tle, you're going to be replacing the eagle. You are not going to be giving back an isle, you are not going to be giving back the shore. Now, tavachumacher, so let's say you go ahead afterwards and you shecht it, or sell it, shalohu taveach, shalohu mocher. So then it's his own item that he is shechting, it's his own item that he is selling. In other words, the way that we illustrate that the shinoi, that there has been an effective kinyan to the ganav, is by saying that normally, if a ganav steals a ram, and then immediately afterwards he shechts it, so we say he's going to have to pay karen, and he's also going to have to pay dalad vehei. But over here, because he acquired it, it's no longer the Bilam's item that he was shechting or selling afterwards. And so therefore, whose item was he? Well, the Ghana was Koned. He's going to be replacing the item by compensating for its value, but the item that he shechted or sold is not the Bilam's item. It's his own item. And therefore, that's not going to be subject to Dalad Vehei. And so therefore, we say, Tavach HaMachar, if he shechted it or sold it, Shalohu Tavach, it was his own item that he shechted, Shalohu Mocher, it's his own item that he was selling, and therefore, it's not subject to Dalad Vehei. That's Rav Allah's chiddush. Now, Esevei Rav Chanina l'Rav Allah. So Rav Chanina has the following kasha and Rav Allah from the following braisa. Ganav Tlav Na'atza Ail. The braisa says that if he stole a sheep and it grew up and became a ram while the ganav had it, Egel V'Nasa Shor, or he stole a calf and it grew up and became an ox while the ganav had it. So this is exactly Rav Allah's case. Now, if you were Rav Allah, you would want the halacha to be, well, there's a shino here, which means that the ganav was koned, and therefore you're not going to have to pay dalad vehei. You might have to pay karen, but you're not going to have to pay dalad vehei. Says the braisa, The Braisa says, you pay the value for kefil and dal vehei based on the value of the item at the time of the theft. So now we're not really so concerned with what the value is going to be based on. We are going to get back to this because of Rav, but the point is that right now, Rav Elazar's chiddush was that it's not even subject to dal vehei. So why would the Braisa tell us then that you pay kefil dal vehei based on the value that it was at the time of the theft? If you think, Rav Elazar, that he was koneh by means of shinoi, Amay Mishalim, then why is he paying anything for Dal Vehei? Shlo Tavech, Shlo Mocher. It's his own item that he's shechting, it's his own item that he's selling, and therefore it should not be subject to Dal Vehei. So what's going on in this Braisa? So Rav Elazar says back to Rav Chanina, Amalei, so he says back to him, Velamai Shinolo Kana. So now let me get this straight then. So then what you're telling me is that the upshot from this Braisa is that Shino does not affect the kin, and that if a change occurs to the item that the Ganav stole, the ganav has not been kona the item? Is that true? Amay Masham Kein Shaganav. Then why are you paying Kein Shaganav? Why are you paying anything for the Shasagneva, Lashalim Kihashta? Right? If Shino does not affect a Kinyan, then why would I say then the item should be exactly the way that it was originally? And it shouldn't be that we should say the Kevel and Dalvehe could be Kein Shaganav. It shouldn't be the way that it was originally. It should be the way that it is. Excuse me, the way that it is right now. So amay mishalim kein shaganav. Why would you pay like based on the value of the time of the theft? Lishalim ki hashta. You should have to pay the value of the item right now. So this is Rav Elazar's response to Rav Chanina. So Amar Leizer says back to him, ki hashta haino time dolo. No, what are you talking about? I'll tell you why you don't pay based on the value that it is right now. So Amar Leizer, ki hashta haino time dolo mishalim. The reason that you're not going to pay for the value that it is right now is mishum da armalei tur ganavi mimach, dechur ganavi mimach. Did I steal an ox from you? Did I steal a ram from you? In other words, the reason that he's not going to be paying the value for the item the way that it is right now when it goes to court is that it's not, I didn't steal an ox from you, I didn't steal a ram from you, and therefore I'm only going to be paying for the item that I stole. The item that I stole was a baby sheep, was a baby calf. And so that's what I'm going to say is going to be Kain Shaganav. But so where does this leave us then? So again, let's just get the conversation straight. Rav Elazar walks in, he has a chiddush. The chiddush is that if you steal a baby sheep, a lamb, and it grows up and becomes a ram, or you steal a calf and it grows up and becomes an ox while the Ganav has it, so the chiddush is that that's a shinoi, that's a significant change in the item. The Ganav is mekoneh, and therefore if you were to shecht it or sell it after it grows up, he's not going to have to pay dal vehei, because dal vehei is relevant only when he has not acquired the item yet. So Rav Chanina says, Rav Elazar, the problem is that there's a braisa that discusses exactly your case of where you steal a sheep, it grows up and becomes an isle, or you steal a calf and grows up and becomes an ox. And the braisa says you pay kefil dal vehei kein shaganav, based on the value that it was at the time of the theft. And the problem is that if you're right that there's a kinyan affected by the shinoi, so then why are you paying anything? You shouldn't have to pay dalav vehei. It's your item that you stole. It's your item that you shechted. Excuse me, it's your item that you shechted. It's your item that you sold. So why would the Braisa be saying that you pay kefil dalav vehei ke'ein shaganav? So Rav Elazar says back to Rav Chanina, the problem with that Braisa, though, is that the take home would then be is that there is no shinoi that affected the kinyan. But if shinoi does not affect the kinyan, then why are you paying Kein Shaganav? You should pay like whatever the value that it is right now. It changed a little bit, and this is still the original owner's, and no shinoi it has any meaning in halacha. So then why would you base the value on the item based on the way that it was when it was stolen? It's still the same item. Shinoi is irrelevant. So Rav Chanina says back to Rav Elazar, the problem is that you can't base the value for the payments on the current value, because it's not an ox that he stole. It's not a ram that he stole. He stole a baby sheep. He stole a baby calf. So why would you pay the current value? You should pay the original value. So at the end of the day, it doesn't seem like we come out with anything. Our Malay, he says, Rechamana l'slan mihai daita. Hashem should save us from this thinking. And our Malay, and he says back to him, Adraba, to the contrary, Rechamana l'slan mihai daita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from your thinking. So it seems like at this point in the Gemara, we throw up our arms. We don't really know what to do. Rav Elazar had a chiddush, Rav Chanina had a kasha from a braisa, and we don't really know what to do with this braisa. So now, parenthetically, we are going to get back to this in a little bit. in a few lines, but parenthetically, the Gemara says, Matzkov l'Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira had the following kasha. But in Neknidah b'Shinei Hashem, why isn't there a kinyan by means of Shinei Hashem? In other words, even though it's true that when the animal grows up on its own, and let's say its body changes physically, but that happens on its own, so maybe that doesn't affect a shinoi. Maybe that's not a shinoi to affect a kinyan. But still, the identity of the item has changed, right? You don't call it a sheep anymore. You don't call it a lamb anymore. You call it a ram. You don't call it a calf. You call it an ox. So therefore, that reflects the fact that there is a significant change that the animal has undergone, and therefore, there should be some sort of a kinyan happening over here. So why is there no kinyan happening in this braisa? So the braisa seems pretty clear that gun of tlevenasa, ail egovenasa, shor, the lachas, you pay kevel, dalvehe, ke'enja gun of. Why should you pay dalvehe? There's an effective kinyan that happened by means of the Shina Hashem. So Amarava, I'll tell you why. Because it's not considered a Shina Hashem. Shor ben yomo kari shor. Because an ox, even when it's a day old, it's still referred to, it's still called an ox. Ayel ben yomo kari ayel. When you have a ram that's only a day old, that's also called a ram. Shor ben yomo, now where do you see this? Shor ben yomo kari shor, where do you see that an ox, when it's only a day old, it's still called an ox? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, shor okesev o'ez kivalet. This is the pasuk by telling you when's the earliest day that you can bring an animal as a carbon. How old does it have to be? And the pasuk does this, it has to be at least 8 days old. So when the pasuk is talking about a little baby animal, it says an ox or a kesev or an ez, kivaled, when it'll give birth, and the pasuk goes on. When it will be born, it'll be 7 days old. Takasimo, it has to be for 7 days. It has to be under its mother, and then on the eighth day you can bring it as a carbon. So what do you see from this pasuk? You see that even when an ox is as a very little baby, it's still referred to as an ox. We don't call it a baby calf. Similarly, where do you see that an ayel is referred to as is what we use for to refer to the baby? Ayel ben yomo kari ayel. Where do you see that an ayel that's only a day old is referred to as an ayel in the pesukim? Tichsiv, as the pasuk tells us, this is where Yaakovina tells Lavan, I worked for you for so many years and I was an honest worker. And one of the things that he says is, Zeh from Shana Anochi Imach, I was with you for 20 years. Your sheep, your female sheep, your ewes and your goats did not miscarry. The Eilei Tzoncha lo achalti, and I did not eat the rams of your sheep. Now wait a second. What's Yaakov Avinu saying here? The rams of your sheep, I did not eat. The Eilei Tzoncha lo achalti. It's only rams that Yaakov Avinu didn't eat, but the sheep he did eat. He's trying to say that he was an honest worker. He didn't take anything that wasn't his. Clearly, that's not what he means. So rather, what must be going on in the pasuk is not that Shema Mina Ayal Ben Yomo Kari Ayal. You see that even when a ram is only a day old, it's still referred to. We still call it a ram. We don't call it a baby lamb in the pesukim. So you see that it's not considered to be an effective shinoi in halacha. Okay, so this was a parenthetical comment where Zera said, by the way, in this brisa, why is there no kinyan by means of shinoi? Even if you don't want to tell me that there's a physiological change to the item, or that the shvach, the appreciation of value that the body undergoes by growing up, is not considered significant enough of a change, but at least there's a shinoi by means of shame. And if there's a shina by means of the identity of the item, then maybe that should be enough that you shouldn't have to that shouldn't be subject to dalvei. So he says no. The fact that it grows up and it's called an isle is not a change in its name, because we still refer to a baby ram as a ram, and we refer to a baby baby ox as an ox. Okay. So now the Gemara says minkomokom kasha, but still, nevertheless, we're still left with the difficulty over here. Remember, where do we leave off? We left off, the Rav Allah had a big chiddush. He wanted to say that if you steal a sheep and it grows up, becomes a ram, steal a calf and it grows up and becomes an ox, that's considered a shinoi, and he has been kona the item. So, and therefore, if you shecht it or sell it, it's not subject to dalet v'hei. But Rav Chanina said, but the Braisa says otherwise. The Braisa says if you steal a ram, if you steal a little baby sheep, a little lamb, and it grows up and becomes a ram, or you steal a calf and it grows up and becomes an ox, the Braisa says, you do pay dalet v'hei. So what's going on? So still the Braisa is a kash and Rav Allah. So I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes explained, Hamani Beishamahi. The Braisa is the opinion of Beishamai. What a Beishamai hold. The army, they say, Shina bimkomo omed, or omedes, that a shinoi is in its place. It stays in this place. In other words, Ashina does not register in halacha. It's not meaningful in halacha. Velokani, and therefore doesn't affect a kinyan. In other words, even though the item does undergo a change, but still that's not enough to shift the reshus, to shift the ownership of the item from the owner, from the nigzal, to the gazim. Where do you see the Bishami holds that shinoi is meaningless in halacha? The Tanya, as we find in a Braisa, the Braisa goes through discussing Esnan Zona. The Esnan Zona, we know, is that the Pasuk tells us that if a person hires a Zona for her services, so he gives her payment, and that payment can come in the form of a food. So let's say he gives, or it could come in the form of an animal, let's say he gives the Zona a sheep as payment for her services. So the Pasuk says, well, that animal is so repulsive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. So let's say he has relations with this woman, he hires her for her services, and as payment for her services, he gives her an asnan, he gives this gift, this payment, in the form of a sheep. She is not allowed to use this sheep as a carbon afterwards. So the Pasuk says that it's a toeva, it's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's repulsive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should bring a carbon from such a thing. So the question is, though, what about if she changes the item that this fellow gives her? Let's say he gives her wheat and she changes it, she grinds it up and makes flour out of it. So the question is that item, even after it undergoes a significant change, is it still no good to be used as a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash? Now obviously if she's bringing something from wheat, that means that she'd be bringing a carbon mincha. Right? So the Braisa goes through this and says, Tanya, Nasan Laba Esnana Chitin, if he gave her as the Esnan, as the gift, as the payment for her services, he gave her wheat, V'asan or V'asasan would probably make a little bit more sense. So less, and she makes fine flour out of it, which can be used for carbon mincha. Zeisim, if he gives her olives, v'asan shemen, and or asasan shemen, and she makes oil out of it, which can be used for also for the lug that you need for an accompaniment for with karbanos for the nesachim, anavim v'asan yain, or for the blul v'shemen, excuse me, also. For the carbonates that need to be mixed up with oil, or to have a port on top, or for the frying that's done. Anavim v'asan yain, if she's given grapes and she makes wine out of it, also for the nesachim, for the carbonates. So what's the halacha? Are these items repulsive? Are they allowed to be used for a carbon or not? So b'shame osrin, excuse me, so tanichada aser, tanichada mutter. One brisa says that it's prohibited to use these things for karbanas, and one brisa says it's mutter. V'am Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef said, Tani Goryan deme asporak. Goryan from asporak explained, he taught Beshame Osrin ve ubesil matirin. The brisa that says that it's aser to use these as karbanas, that's the opinion of Beshame. The brisa said it's mutter, that's the opinion of Beshil. My time at Beshame. What's the reasoning for Beshame? Dechsev, as the Pasuk writes, Gam. This is the pasuk about Esnan Zona, where the pasuk says, "Lo savi Esnan Zona mechir kelev beis Hashem elokecha, l'kol neder ki to'avas Hashem elokecha gam shenihem." That the both of them, are an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here it's talking about Esnan Zona and mechir kelev. These things cannot be used as a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. And so why not? It says they are an abomination, gam shenihem. So as the pasuk say, gam shenihem, also the both of them. So what we explain, what Beshame explains from this pasuk, you see from this pasuk, is gam is l'rabos shnigehem. That's to include their changes, meaning to say that if the thing undergoes change, you're not allowed to bring that as a carbon, because the shinoi, even though it undergoes a change, you're not allowed to bring that as a carbon. Ubeis Hillel heim v'lo shnigehem. Beis Hillel says no. The pasuk is telling you that they are problematic to be brought, but not the things that undergo change. So in other words, what do Bishami see? Bishami see in this pasuk that shinoi with regard to an Esnan Zona, that's where we say that it's a meaningful thing, and the Torah tells you that if she changes it, it's going to be a problem. And Bishil is saying that in the context of Esnan Zona, that's where the pasuk says, Haim velo shinoyim, that the pasuk says shnehem, they darshan the haim part of that pasuk, and they say that the haim velo shnehem is telling you they are a problem, but not the things that undergo change, not if they had been changed at all. So what do you see? You see that according to Beis Shammai, why is it that if it undergoes a change, you're not allowed to use this item as a carbon? So you see that clearly the change is clearly the change is problematic. Is not meaningful in halacha. As opposed to Beis Hillel would say heim veloshin yeyem, they are problematic. Their changes, their changed state is not a problem. So therefore, you see that according to Beis Hillel, because the changed item is not a problem, so clearly it's not the same thing as it was before, and that's not a problem to be used as a carbon because shinoi is meaningless. Because shinoi is meaningful, in halacha. That is how we explain this brisa. And so that's the same thing over here. When this brisa says that for eagle, tlev v'nasa ayil, eagle v'nasa shor, that lachas you pay dal v'hei, kein shaganav, that's because it's going to be the pin of Beis Shammai. The pin of Beis Shammai is that the shinoi is meaningless in halacha, and therefore there's no effected kinyan, and therefore we're not going to say shalom tovei, shalom mocher. Okay, now, let's just finish off this cheshbon over here with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai going to do with Beis Hillel's drasha? Beis Hillel darshan, the word of, the part of the pasuk where it says gam shnehem, so the hem part, they darshan to be heim v'lo shinu yehem, v'shamai ha'hu heim v'lo v'lado seim hu da'as. So that's going to teach you, they are a problem, these items listed in the pasuk, the esen and zonah, mechir kelev are a problem to be brought as a carbon, but not their v'lados, not the children, if they would have babies, that wouldn't be a problem to be brought as a carbon. Okay, Beis Hillel, what's Beis Hillel, how is Beis Hillel going to learn out that the babies of this Esnan is not going to be a problem? Beis Hillel, Tarti Shemat Mina, we're able to learn out two things from the Pasuk. Heim, Velo Shinu Yehem, it would teach us they as opposed to their changed items, they in their changed state. Heim, Velo Vlodosem, and they as opposed to their babies. Okay, now wait a second though. If you keep track of the cheshbon here, then Beis Shammai walked in and said that from the fact that it says gam shnehem, that teaches you that also their shinuyim are a problem. And Beis Hillel said, no, I see from heim velo shinuyim. And Beis Hillel said, okay, I'll tell you what, I use heim velo shinuyim for him. Beis Hillel says, okay, I can learn out two things from heim. But Beis Hillel did not answer, what do you do with the word of gam? So Beis Hillel hawks of gam. According to Beis Hillel, what are they going to do with the word gam? Doesn't it write gam in the pasuk? So what do they use that for? So gam le Beis Hillel kasha. Yeah, you're right. Gam for Beis Hillel is actually a little shver. It is a little bit of a problem. Okay. So where does this leave us? This leaves us that Rav Allah had a big chiddush. He said if you stole a sheep, it becomes a ram. You steal a calf, and it grows up, and it becomes an ox. The halacha is that affects a kinyan, and therefore, if the ganav were to shecht it or sell it afterwards, it's not going to be subject to dalad hay. The brisa indicates otherwise. The brisa says that if it steals a sheep, a lamb that grows up and becomes a ram, or a calf that grows up and becomes an ox, you pay kefal dalad hay. You pay kefal dalad hay ke ein shaganav. So what's he going to do with that brisa? So we said, no, that's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is not intimidated by shinoi. Shinoi is meaningless in halacha. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Ad ken lo pligi ela de mar saver shinokaina, mar saver ein shinokaina. Up until this point, we said that there was no machlokas, except with respect to the fact that one opinion says shinoi is kaina, and one opinion says shinoi is not kaina. Now, what machlokas are we talking about over here? The way that Rashi explains this is that we're talking about the machlokas between Rav Allah and Rav Chanina. Remember, there was a machlokas, that the machlokas between Rav Allah and Rav Chanina now seems to be revolving around this point about whether you say that Shina is Kona or not. Rav Allah would apparently hold that Shina is Kona, and Rav Chanina would be apparently hold based on this price that Shina is not Kona. So the Gemara says, Avla inin shlume, but with respect to payment, Kuli ama kinemekara mashalim. Everyone would basically be on board to say that the payment is going to be like the original value. Diktani, how do I see that? Because as we taught, that the dollar of the hay is going to be paid like the time of the theft. In other words, no one had a problem with the fundamental idea about what you base dollar of the hay on. Everyone agreed to that point. So then, if that's the case, if everyone agrees to this point over here, so then this should be a big problem for Rav. Why should this be a big problem for Rav? To Amar Rav, because we know that Rav said, Karen and Kain Shaganav, Rav said that the principal value, that's what you based on the Shas Agneva, Tashlum Ekefa, Tashlum Arbal V'Chamisha, Kishas Amar B'din. But the Dalav Ahe is going to be based on the time, the value of the item, when it goes to court, to Bezdin. So what's going on over here? It seems to be that this whole discussion is a big problem for Rav. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So Rava explains, Talam kinemekara damim kishal achshav. What Rava explains is that it depends what you're paying back with. The way that Rashi understands this sugya, it is a big discussion in the Rishonim, but the way that Rashi explains this sugya is that if you are coming to pay in the form of talayim, then you can base it on the original value. But if you're paying back in the form of damim, in the form of money, of kesef, so then you're going to base it on the current value. And that's why we say that it's mishnam tashmi keva tashmi arbava chimisha ke'en shaganav. That's going to be specifically when you're paying in the form of talayim. But when are you going to pay kishas hamad? Then that's going to be if you're paying in the form of damim. Okay, let's hold here.